presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
November 6, 10 o'clock America, New York. Did U.S. inflation ease in October? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 6, 9 o'clock America, New York. Frackers say oil production slowing in the shale patch. U.S. oil and gas companies offer little relief for tight global market.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 6, 9 o'clock America, New York. Streaming services raise prices again. Here's how to avoid overpaying. Be on the lookout for increases from Apple, Disney, Netflix, and plenty of others.
Daily FX Market News.
November 6, 8 o'clock America, New York. S&P 500, NASDAQ 100 week ahead forecast. Inflation could make or break the market. The U.S. inflation report will be the main catalyst for stocks next week. For the S&P and NASDAQ 100 to have a meaningful chance to move higher, the CPI data must show a significant slowdown.
Global economy.
November 6, 7:23 America, New York. Corporations can no longer remain black boxes. New regulation in the U.S. should mean more pay and supply chain transparency.
New York Times Business.
November 6, 7 o'clock America, New York. The week in business, the Fed stays its course. Job growth slowed last month, but remained strong. Elon Musk cleaned house, and the economy will be a big issue in the midterms.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 6, 6:59 America, New York. Epic housing booms meet their match. After multi-year surges, property prices in Australia, Canada, and New Zealand are at particular risk.
New York Times Business.
November 6, 5 o'clock America, New York. How Molly Jong fast tweeted her way to liberal media stardom. She wasn't a political expert, but her Trump-era angst found a following among Democrats, and even the White House is interested.
New York Times Business.
November 6, 5 o'clock America, New York. Russia reactivates its trolls and bots ahead of Tuesday's midterms. Researchers have identified a series of Russian information operations to influence American elections and, perhaps, erode support for Ukraine. The St. Petersburg building that is said to be the site of the Russian Internet Research Agency.
Daily FX Market News.
November 6, 2 o'clock America, New York. Canadian dollar, CAD, forecast. Hawkish BOC and strong jobs data should keep the loonie on the front foot. Canadian dollar looks set to enjoy a bullish week thanks to a host of confluences. Will the U.S. inflation print scupper CAD gains against the dollar?
Daily FX Market News.
November 5, 2300 America, New York. Japanese yen technical outlook. USD, JPY, CHF, JPY, AUD, JPY charts to watch. The Japanese yen is trading at or near notable technical levels against the US dollar, Swiss franc, and Australian dollar. Here are the charts to watch for USD, JPY, CHF, JPY, and AUD, JPY.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 5, 2139 America, New York. Why Republicans are now getting heavily into election integrity issues. Part of the reason Republicans hadn't more effectively fought the election integrity battle before now is somewhat shocking. The 2020 contest was the first presidential election since Ronald Reagan's first successful run in 1980 in which the Republican National Committee could play any role whatsoever in Election Day operations.
BBC News Business.
November 5, 2121 America, New York. National Insurance, will tax cut save me money? The government's reversal of the 1.25p increase in national insurance has come into effect.
BBC News Business.
November 5, 2000 America, New York. Twitter confirms fee for blue tick verification after Musk takeover. Controversially, Twitter says blue tick status will be open to those who pay a monthly $7.99.
Marginal Revolution.
November 5, 1836 America, New York, another University of Austin update. In place of large, on-campus administrative bureaucracies, UATX plans to make administration remote, outsourcing positions abroad. Not only will this arrangement save university funds, Howland noted, but it would also pay foreign workers livable, U.S.-level wages.
BBC News Business.
November 5, 1830 America, New York, Liberal Democrats, give struggling homeowners £300 a month. People whose mortgage payments had risen more than 10% would get a grant, under the party's plan.
Marginal Revolution. November 5, 1449 America, New York, how young did the person start? By the time he was in the sixth grade, Larry Summers had created a system to calculate the probability that a baseball team would make it to the playoffs in October based on its performance through the 4th of July. In 1965, the Philadelphia Bulletin described Summers as the most qualified 11-year-old oddsmaker in baseball.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 5, 1150 America, New York, Proud Ignorance and the Possibility of a Free Society. There is, of course, as Elon Musk suggested, some probability that the aggression against Mr. Pelosi covers some yet unknown reality. Curtis Lee, Elon Musk, in a tweet, shares link from site known to publish false news, New York Times, October 30, 2022.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 5, 10 o'clock America, New York, The Limits to Growth? In the 50 years since The Limits to Growth was published in 1972, its grim Malthusian message has gripped the social consciousness. Its central thesis was that since the Earth's resources are finite, it would not be able to support the exponential rates of economic and population growth and would collapse before the end of this century.
Global Economy.
November 5, 947 America, New York, interest rate rises boost Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway results. U.S. Fed's monetary policy hits Berkshire's stock portfolio but nearly triples returns on its cash pile.
Marginal Revolution. November 5, 938 America, New York, the USG program with the highest benefit-cost ratio? I am talking here about individual, discrete activities of the government, not general or overall functions. How about this for a nomination, namely U.S. Embassy Air Quality Tweets?